Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. A few years ago, my husband and I were in the process of buying a second car for me to drive while he continued driving our first car to his job. We hemmed and hawed over whether to spend extra money to get a nice feature that both detects traffic ahead of you and offers emergency braking, among other things. We prayed over the decision, but I still felt worried about spending the extra money. We decided to get this feature, but I quickly regretted it. My husband was more concerned for my safety, and he has never gone back on what he felt was the right decision. I came to agree with him. I haven't yet been in a situation where this feature was needed, but now that I'm a little bit separated from the experience, I am grateful that we made the decision we did. I've often faced this kind of uncertainty in my life. Sometimes I think I'm the queen of buyer's remorse. But I have come to learn that anxiety or worry over a decision is not how the Lord answers my prayers. This past fall, I had the opportunity to have a repeat surgery to correct a deviated septum that prevented me from breathing well through my nose, because the first surgery I had was only partially successful. Once again, I stressed and stressed over which decision was right. I wanted to breathe better, but I didn't want to go through the familiar negatives of the surgery if I wouldn't have a more positive outcome than I did the first time. I didn't want to take the time off work, be unable to record my podcast, and go through a brief but still unpleasant recovery process if I wouldn't at least get something positive from it. When I scheduled the surgery, I felt that I was making the right choice. I even prayed about the procedure when I visited the temple, and I felt a confirmation. But a few days before my surgery, I started to panic. When I'm faced with a decision, I often remember this counsel from the Doctrine and Covenants. You must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore, you shall feel that it is right. But if it be not right, you shall have no such feelings, but you shall have a stupor of thought that shall cause you to forget the thing which is wrong. Therefore, you cannot write that which is sacred, save it be given you from me. I have a tendency to sometimes confuse a stupor of thought with uneasiness, fear, or even anxiety. As I prayed for counsel and asked for a blessing, I was reminded that the Lord offers peace. When Oliver Cowdery had doubts, the Lord asked him to remember a time when he had already felt a confirmation. He said, "Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter?" The Lord does not offer us fear or anxiety. He gives us peace. If we start to panic about decisions that we have made in faith and felt peace about previously, we can remember Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's counsel. Beware the temptation to retreat from a good thing. If it was right when you prayed about it and trusted in it, it is right now. I haven't yet needed the safety features on my car, and I hope I never will. My septoplasty, however, was very successful, and it has made a huge difference in my life for me to be able to breathe at night. I trust the peace that the Lord gave me when I made those decisions, and I know that He will continue to offer peace as I seek His guidance throughout my life. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.